Mix 94.7 KMCH. Not only are you hearing more Christmas music, but you're going to start hearing a lot of Christmas puppet show information. Carrie Tauke along with us. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Yeah.
How much turkey on a scale of one to way too much did you have?
Oh, probably right in the middle.
Okay, so just enough.
It wasn't too bad, yeah.
You came in this morning like, no, I'm too tired. We can't do it. The tryptophan is. Well, no, you were busy because you are preparing for a big puppet show. Tell me a little bit about it. We were talking off the air. There's a few of them coming to town. Let's talk about the one you were here to promote.
Yeah, so we do our His Handiworks puppet show through the Parents as Teachers program, and it's going to be up at the hospital at RMC right here in Manchester. It's going to be for next Monday night. It's at 6:30. So we have the puppets come, and we really just do it to kind of promote a community event.
Mm-hmm.
All of our families join us, and it's open to the public, too. So just any families with kids of really any age can join us, and then Santa and Mrs. Claus are there, too.
Oh, wow. So it's like a star-studded affair.
And we do, like, some treats and stuff, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, is this, and I was going to ask you off the air, but I'll just ask it on the air, so here we go. There's a puppet show Thursday, part of Window Walk. Is this same group?
Yeah, yep. It's usually the His Handiworks.
Gotcha.
Through the
so
church.
Just different storyline, or just kind of like a rehearsal, or how's that all work, so.
Right, so I think they just do... I know it's a group of, like, high school girls.
Okay, gotcha.
Do the puppets.
Same
the
group.
Same group.
Maybe a different show.
Yep.
So don't, like, well, I'm going to see it Thursday. I don't need to go Monday. No,
you
go see all of them. Is what you need to do.
Yeah, it's usually pretty good. The kids really enjoy it, so.
Yeah, what kind of work goes into this?
Yeah, well, the kids... That's probably not the question you want to ask me. That's probably the question for the puppet girls. So, I mean, I'm not really sure how long they actually, like, practice and stuff. Like... You'd probably have to ask the lady that puts on all the.
We'll call it in sometime.
That'd probably be a good question for them.
Your organization with the group here, and you're kind of out promoting it. And how long has this been going on? I mean, this is a storied thing. This isn't just we did it last year. We're going to do it again.
Right.
This name has been around for years.
Yeah. So, well, with Parents as Teachers, I know that I've only been with Parents as Teachers for a little over 3 years. So, and we've done it every year except for 2020.
Yeah, don't worry about 2020.
We didn't do it that year, but...
Write that year right
off.
Yeah,
so I think they've done it probably every year for at least the last 5 years, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this like a fundraising component or just to get together and get everybody
really
in the holidays?
It's really just a community event. Yep,
okay.
Just for something for parents and kids to come in, just hang out and enjoy just a little seasonal gathering and really just kind of get the kids out there. And
gotcha. So Monday is the night, this upcoming Monday. Not
tonight.
So, no. Next Monday.
Yep, so it's a week from today. Yep.
What time?
It's at 6:30.
And where?
It's at RMC's. It's up in the Veterans Education
Center.
So it's in the same spot where we've
every
done it
year
for the last
done,
couple years.
Yep. Unless you're a new guy to town like me, the rest of you should be able to find it. And then Mr. and Ms. Claus will be there.
Yes, they
and
will.
And snackies and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you should really charge admission for that.
You
make tons of money. So anything else you want us to know, Karen?
I don't think so. I mean, we're just excited to get the kids to come out and kind of have a good time again. And we're really excited that we can keep bringing this event back for
absolutely.
The kids in the community. So,
and for somebody who's not familiar with Parents as Teachers, give me a little blurb on who and what they are.
Yeah, so Parents as Teachers is a program right through RMC, right here in Manchester. So we do like in-home visitation for prenatal families and anybody that has kiddos in up to kindergarten entry. So we do visitations and we bring activities in the home just to really promote just the kids' development overall. We
perfect.
Give the
okay.
parents
cool.
ideas for different things to do with them. And we're really just an overall support for parents in general if they have any questions about anything, but we really just like to focus that the parent is the most influential teacher in the child's life.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of help them, give them ideas for like motor skills, language, like social emotional, just their overall development.
Gotcha.
And then we do like different group activities monthly with the families too. So,
well, so go out this upcoming Monday, not tonight, next Monday, RMC, the Veterans Information, what do they call it? The Veterans Pavilion, something like
that? It's the Veterans Education Center.
I knew it was something. I knew I wasn't getting it right.
It's on the third floor of the hospital. So there'll be signs and everything.
Watch for the sleigh flying overhead. And when it lands, just go there. So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
And we want to send a ton of people your guys' way coming up next Monday.
I hope you do.
There
awesome.
You go. You're going to see her smiley face on our website very soon online at kmch.com. Sports is next.